Texas. All information, all talk. KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Brenda Willis, she's a nurse practitioner located across the street from Whataburger in Leesville. In addition to a great service she provides as nurse practitioner, she's got a new service. It's called the Family Practice Service she already provides. It's aesthetic services at Jennifer Smith Cosmetics. She treats fine lines and wrinkles like on the forehead and around the eyes. And she can also treat migraines, TMJ pain, acne, facial and excessive sweating, and other things as well. Brenda Willis, look her up on Facebook or Instagram. Brenda Willis, FNP. Want to catch a movie? What's playing at the theater this week at Parkway Cinema? Got some great ones. Abigail, Civil War, The First Omen, Godzilla vs. Kong. Go to Acadiana Cinema. Click on the Parkway Cinema. Get the show dates and times and all the information you need. My guest this morning is Warren Founds, Executive Director, Sabine River Authority. Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
The drought is over.
Well, for sure the drought is over.
Did we get much damage as a result of the high intake of water on Toledo Bend?
Ted, we had this rain event. It was probably, 3 weeks ago now. We had a tremendous amount of rain fell actually north of Logansport. So Logansport, and we had a park there that we had just done some work in, Garrett Park, all of that stuff that we had worked on this past year. We put in a new ramp for them and a new dock there. All of that was inaccessible. In fact, it was underwater.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole park was underwater. So that was kind of unusual for this amount of rain. So they took a tremendous amount of rain up there. And then... of course, Toledo Bend, we're sitting, you know, on a Monday, we were just barely above 170. Well, the guide calls us, allows for generation if we're above 170. So that weekend before the rain, I remember looking at it, and I said, well, we'll probably generate our 16 hours, try to meet our what the contract calls for if we have water. Well, it turns out we were in an outage. They had a problem at the plant, so they had an outage that day. So the next day, we had a little bit of water. So, well, let's go ahead and turn that one generator on where we'll generate the 16 hours that it calls for that day, and we'll just let it run. And then actually the way it worked out, we turned the second generator on the next day. And so both units have been on since that Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, right before the rain, or right when the rain hit. And we turned them on because we had just barely enough water available to do it. Well, we were hovering just barely above 170. And then we actually got to, the highest stage we got to was 173.2, which got us to the, I think that's the fifth stage of our deal, but actually we had 11 gates, all 11 spillway gates open 3 feet. We've gone through that process and we backed down to, we now currently, as of yesterday afternoon, we have 5 gates open 1 foot. And as you go up, you have, as the reservoir goes up and you get into a spilling mode, it's protocol about what you do. When you get to this level, you open so many gates at this amount. And as when you come back, but when you get to that highest level and you finally caught, now you've got a full reservoir or an overfull, we were a foot above full, you hold your highest opening for until you bring it down 6 inches. The last thing that you'd want to do when you get to a level of, you know, where you're spilling, is sit there and be at that level for several weeks and then have another storm come in, and then all of a sudden, instead of opening, you know, 5 gates 1 foot or whatever, you may be at a stage where you're opening all 11 gates another 3 or another 4 or another 6 feet, you know, I mean, which releases a tremendous amount of water. So where we are today is the lake's about 172.2. When the lake gets to 172, which will probably be maybe this evening or tomorrow, probably tomorrow sometime, we'll shut the gates and just continue generation. And generation, just, you know, the numbers, they mean something, but just to give you an idea, both generators, you're releasing about 14,000 cubic feet per second. Our first step of going into spillway, I mean, of releasing water, certainly through using your generators, and then when you get into the spillway operation, your first step only releases another 5,000. So, and then the second step, you get to 11,000. So it's, you know, you're between your second and third step of spillway operations before you double what the generation is. And typically, this type spill getting to 2 or 3 feet, depending upon what the rain has done further south, you do get some minor flooding. You'll get maybe some roads covered or whatever, but typically that they can handle that. But again, you know, you could have the same thing happen south that happened north of the you get a tremendous amount of inflow. In fact, when you look at this past couple of weeks storm, you can see the gauges, the river gauges below us, down close to Deweyville and Starks, which is just north of Benton. That gauge had peaked by the time our spillway water started getting there. So what it is, that you know, the rain made it peak, and certainly our generation water was in that as well. But as far as getting the big bulk of the spillway water came 3 days later. It takes about 3 days. When we open the gates, it takes about 3 days to get down to, say, to I-10. And you can see the arc, the peak is already passed. But what it'll do is you'll just have the river will be full for a longer period of time. But it's been at a lower level than what the peak of the storm did when you get that first initial, whatever the rain fell, and you get that out of the river and get to the Gulf of Mexico, you know, then the river will just remain higher, at a higher level. And it gradually is coming down, and it's been coming down the whole time, even while we were releasing all this water. It's just coming down slowly. And certainly as we back off on the gate operation, the river continues to go down. But typically to the 2 or 3 feet level, there may be some roads with water beside them or whatever, but it's typically not up in anybody's house or whatever like that. So
the inflow kind of calmed down back then.
The inflow certainly has calmed down too, and that's the big difference. We had a tremendous amount of inflow, which certainly brought the reservoir up, you know, almost 3 feet. And so, that's a tremendous volume of water.
Make a lot of money off of generation, or is that?
Well, we it's a set contract. We're paid a set price for these, what is called the 80 prime hours of the week. And it's Monday through Friday, 16 hours each day. You know, typically, like, probably when we get up in the morning, that's about when it starts, around 6, and it goes for 16 hours. And it's, you know, you get your morning and your evening, take a bath there, and then that's probably the midnight hours is not prime power. It's not considered prime power. But certainly in this situation, we're letting our generators run 24/7, and they have been. So we get a set price for the 16 hours, and then we get whatever the node price, whatever the going rate is for those hours that are not called for in the contract.
What does the power actually go to?
Well, it goes into what they call the grid. The company that is buying it from us is NextEra, and people may have not heard that name, but they've probably heard of Florida Power and Light before. So NextEra owns Florida Power and Light. But it goes into the grid, and it can be spread out everywhere. But the NextEra actually has a lot of rural customers in Louisiana. They sell power to the co-ops. Now, whether or not that's coming from Toledo Bend or where, but it's fed into what they call this grid. Well, you have power coming in from all these different directions, and it's easier probably to picture it as water coming in from all these different. Every time you open a spigot, you don't know exactly where it's coming from. Depends on where that pipeline's coming from. But so when we're in generation mode, and we let that company know that we need to generate the next day, they have to make room in that grid to make sure that we can have our units coming on and the power can go into that
sounds grid. Pretty complicated.
It really I think is pretty simple for them, but it's certainly easy for us.
Warren Founds is with us this morning. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, don't forget, this weekend, Friday and Saturday, James Cook Crawfish Hole is open at 520 Fisher Road. He's got boiled crawfish, shrimp, snow crab legs, potatoes, corn, sausage. You can call them at 318-256-6662. Get your order in right now. Nobody does it better than Cook's Crawfish Hole. You know, Bass Heating and Cooling, they provide quality hometown service. And let me tell you, it's the time of the year where you start using your air condition. Are you getting maximum performance? Do you need Freon? Do you need a cleaning? Do you just need a good general service? Well, Bass Heating and Cooling can provide that, and they'll give you a 10% discount when you tell them you heard it on the radio. Go to Facebook or BassHeatingandCooling.com.
My name is Maria Garrett. I am graduating with a Master's in Art. I learned about Northwestern State through an internet search. I was looking for a university that would help me with my goals in obtaining my master's degree. The fact that I can do studio art and have an art master's degree, but also attend online while also working full-time was phenomenal for me. And as always, Forkham Demons.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Mammy, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield, and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, you want to do some serious shopping, maybe for anniversaries or birthday gifts. Nichols is the place to go to. They're in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Sean and the Moore family there, they make sure every shopping trip is the best ever. Great prices, a great selection. Stop by a nickel store close to you today. Warren Founds is with us, and the big tournament that gives all the money back, the crappie tournament, is coming up that the River Authority puts together.
That's right.
Tim, how many years you guys been doing that?
Crappie for cash. And I was going to say, boy, I'll be in trouble if I don't mention that on the radio. Susie told me, make sure you mention our tournament. It's on May 4th, and that's on a Saturday, but the Friday before that evening, from the directors will be at the Cypress Bend Park, and you can register. If you haven't registered, you can register that Friday night before the tournament. And it's a $3,000 guaranteed payout. This is a Sabine River Authority sponsored tournament, and it's most all of our tournaments are bass tournaments, so this is one for the crappie fishermen.
And you can fish from the bank, from a pier.
Well, you can fish from anywhere, but it is a team deal. You have to fish as a team, and if you're fishing in a boat, both members have to be in the boat fishing together, and they have to bring in. They'll have the biggest fish deal, and I think on this it's $300 for the biggest crappie. You may just catch the biggest fish. You may not catch the most, but it's a really neat tournament, and it's been a lot of folks have fished every year. It's kind of its own father and sons and daughters and fathers. And I mean, it's pretty
neat.
I'm
sure on their website you can get more information.
That's right, and certainly you can call our office to get more information and ask for Susie there. But yeah, that will be not this weekend, but next weekend at Cypress Bend.
You got a meeting coming up tomorrow,
Ted? We actually have a meeting today.
Oh,
we
okay.
We have a finance committee meeting today at 11 o'clock. And that's really to approve our budget for next year. We have to, certainly our board has to approve our budget, and then our budget has to be submitted to the and approved by the Joint Legislative Committee on Budget. So so that will happen today, and I think we're going to amend the budget for last year. We had one category we're going to go over on a big pump that we're buying, but I mean, that's it. That's pretty straightforward. That's today, and then at 11 o'clock at our office, we'll have that meeting at the Pendleton office, and then tomorrow our full board meeting is going to be held at Cypress Bend Resort, and that is at 1 o'clock, and certainly that committee will report to the full board and tell them, what the actions they've taken today from that meeting. And other than that, there's not a whole lot of part, certainly.
Anything going on in the legislature that concerns the River Authority?
Well, Ted, last year we were looking at the water sale, and we got right towards the end of the year, and we were getting right into the election time, and it looked like we were having issues in Baton Rouge relative to us being able to pay for the legal fees to do it, the attorneys that we're talking about. So the board tabled the motion back, in the fall of last year. Well, at the last meeting, since that time, certainly the proposers that were wanting to buy the water are still very active. They still want to try to work out a deal if we can. I'd had a few meetings in Baton Rouge with them and other consultants talking about a path forward of how would you do this and how do we get people to buy in and all these other things, And I asked the board, we still have a letter of intent saying that we were going to work with these guys to try to see if we could come up with a deal that was palatable to everybody. And I'd like for either, you to tell me, no, don't do that. We're done. We're not in the water business. Or I'd like for you to untable that motion and make it where it's okay for me to go back and forth to Baton Rouge. And I don't, so it's not that I'm doing this in secrecy. I want everybody, sure. I want to talk about it. That's why I'm talking about it on the radio today. So I think some people have looked at that and taken that we're fixing to have a vote tomorrow or something, and we're not. We do not have an agenda item on tomorrow. And as I told somebody that emailed me the other day, I said, look, anybody is welcome to come to our board meetings, to any of them, and they have a time where you can ask to speak. And if you'd like to speak on a water sale or a future water sale, you have that prerogative. Typically, we don't have people come, very few people come to speak to the River Authority unless there is an issue.
And if people would learn the facts, they'd have a different perspective.
So I think where we are right now, and certainly with the group out of Texas that's been soliciting and would like to buy the water, if they can put this whole deal together as well, there's terms that they feel are be mandatory for them to be able to do the deal. And I think we're at the point, there's probably some things that the River Authority is going to say, a point that said, hey, do we really want to do this or maybe not? Maybe we only want to do a certain amount. Maybe we only want to do it a certain way. So I think that's where we are. But the board did untable it. So I think people are taking that we're going to have a vote or some big discussion this week. Well, but we're not. It's not an agenda.
Well, it'd be great if people could find out the facts instead of all the hysteria that goes on the water sales. It could be great for the River Authority, in my opinion. We'll be back in a moment. Warren Founds is our guest this morning. Graduation coming up this month for high schools, and isn't it great? Young man, a young lady in your life getting ready to go off to college. Where are they going to plan to attend? Well, the best values in education, one of the safest places, and one of the best educations is at Northwestern State University. Before you make a decision, go over, take a free tour, find out everything there is, find about financial assistance, everything you need to know at Northwestern State University.
West Central Wholesale has fast, friendly service and quality products. Paper products, commercial janitorial supplies, and coffee service is just a small example of all we have to offer. Come check out our office supplies, party supplies, and more. We're located at 950 North 6th Street in Leesville. Give us a call at 337-239-6511. That's West Central Wholesale in Leesville.
Offering free delivery to businesses in Vernon, Beauregard, and Sabine Parishes.
Dr. Karen Mills at Hearing Solutions in Hemp Hill and in Jasper has the latest technology in hearing healthcare. The Oticon Intent Hearing Aid provides brain hearing, not just ear hearing. The Oticon has four sensors to help you hear the best with background noise. Hearing Solutions can show you the difference. In Hemp Hill, call 409-787-3389. In Jasper, call 409-384-2383. Hearing Solutions has technology to fit all budgets. Call today and set up an appointment.
Don't miss the Louisiana Doll Festival, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, April 20th, in historic downtown DeRidder, where you'll experience the beauty and marvel at the delicate wonder and rich stories of dolls throughout history. You can always tour the Beauregard Tourist Commission's free Lois Lofton Doll Museum year-round, but Saturday, April 20th, there'll be boutiques, home decor, food vendors, a kids' tent, and more. To become a vendor, call 337-396-6048 or email louisianadollfest@gmail.com. This message brought to you by the Beauregard Tourist Commission.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberrock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberrock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberrock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberrock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Hey, welcome back. It's not too late to get that eye exam from Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Why? Because they got 14 locations to serve you, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com for everything you need in eye care. They are the professionals. Warren Founds is our guest this morning. We got just a couple of minutes left. It looks like the golf course is really doing well.
Ted, I'm glad you asked. I was hoping we'd have a minute to talk about it. Last week, the place was just buzzing out there, and certainly for the past several weekends, we've had a lot of play at the golf course. And I attribute certainly to the redo of the golf course, and we're getting lots of good comments. That's not to say that there aren't still patches of grass that could grow in, but most of it looks really, really nice. It's really doing it. It looks just so much better than it did a year ago, and I know it'll probably look that much better next year. But the new golf course management company is tied in with probably a dozen golf courses. They have one in Lake Charles, and the others are in Texas area, in Houston and above Houston, around Houston. But I attribute a lot of that to them spreading the word and bringing groups of golfers from those areas, you know, to Cypress Bend. So last Friday, the Public Service Commission had their meeting at Cypress Bend. So, I mean, the place was packed with people going to that meeting. But also, there were groups of golfers there. I mean, like I went and their carts all lined up, and it was a group from Tomball and another group from somewhere else in Texas that were lined up. So during the day on Friday, I was, all the attorneys for most of these big power companies are there too. So I was visiting with the attorney that represents CLECO. And he said, Warren, he said, I brought my wife. He said, this meetings are typically Wednesday or Thursday, but it's Friday. We're going to spend a night. And he said, I'm going to play golf this afternoon. And I said, well, he said, it just looks beautiful looking out the back. And I said, well, good luck. I said, you know, we're getting a lot of play. And I said, I've told all of my friends that I've played golf with for, you know, the past 25 years at Cypress Bend. I said, I'm looking for the day that we don't show up on Friday afternoon or Sunday afternoon.
Without tea time.
We pick the best tea time, yeah, and just drive in and get in it. Because I said, that's what it's going to take for us, for this golf course to survive and stay nice, is you got to have play. And a lot more play than what we can get locally. You've got to bring people in to play it. So last Friday night, they also had the Bass Unlimited banquet. I went to that, but Ann went with another couple to Cypress Bend. So I met them after the Bass Unlimited banquet at Cypress Bend. And the attorney was there. That I said, well, so I went and said, Bobby, I said, did you get to play the golf course? He said, no. He said, I think you got your wish. I said, well, what's that? He said, I went at 3 o'clock, and they said, well, a group of 25 just went out. Said, you'll be behind them. And he said, well, I think I'll make a tee time next time I come. So they're getting a lot of play, and I know the weekend before that was a lot of – and certainly a lot of that is coming from, you know, a lot of golfers like they'll play a new or remodeled golf course, see what it is new. But we're getting I think we're getting a lot of play and still getting a lot of good comments on it. It's certainly putting people in the hotel, for those weekends. You know, hopefully we're on the right track and we're going to, you know, the whole project will survive and it'll be somebody else's headache 20 years from now.
Warren Founds, our guest this morning. Don't forget about the fishing tournament that River Authority puts on. And we thank him for being with us. See you back in a minute.
Take me where I've been. When are you?
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by our friends at Bowles Welding and Tractor.
LS Tractor, what's it about for you? It's about getting a solid tractor and making my money go further. It's about a dealer who really knows me.